Then no one in the room. But anyway, as we prepare to wrap up the show today, we're going to catch up with Tom Mkhwanazi, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority. And they are collaborating with the Skukune Tivet College, and they've launched the Skukune Skills Development Center in Groblersdal, Limpopo, on Friday. And they'll tell us a bit more about that. How are you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Good afternoon, Bridget, and to your listeners, well, and you?
We are fantastic, thank you. All right, firstly, let's get some context around the Wholesale and Retail Sectors Education and Training Authority and the mandate that you guys oversee.
Our mandate is to facilitate skills development within the wholesale and retail and sector. There are 21 sectors in South Africa, and we are grouped according to economic sectors, and we are established in terms of the Skills Development Act, and we report to the Department of Higher Education and Training.
Now, this past Friday, you've launched in partnership with the Skukune Tivet College, the Skukune Skills and Development Center.
Yes, we've done that. One of our jobs is to support TVET colleges and community colleges. So in 2019, we then approved a project of about 146 million rands to support the college with the building of the infrastructure for the Skills Development Center. Which includes a retail hub, agricultural hub. It includes other trades like electrician, millwrights, and all those related services for young people to get an opportunity to learn and be skilled in those particular trades that are relevant to agriculture and retail.
Let's talk specifics as well in terms of just some of the programs that will be undertaken at the center.
There will be a program in retail because there is a retail hub there. So it could be warehousing, it could be sales and operations, it could be agriculture, agro-processing. It will be fitting and turning, it will be electricity, it will be millwright, it will be mechanical, petrol mechanics, yes.
Okay, quite the, I think, you know, we always talk about young people getting trained in skills so that they can actually go out there and harness opportunity. Why particularly within the Groblersdal community?
Obviously, they made an application through to us. However, we're looking at a number of applications. However, the issue is that we're focusing on rural areas because we know that a lot of young people move from rural areas to urban areas because there aren't a lot of centers in those areas to allow young people to get skilled and also stay in that particular area so that they can create opportunities there through either starting their own businesses. We know that when a person is an artisan, they've got really an opportunity to start their own businesses, but also to really get opportunities in terms of working in the mining environment. As we would know that not far from Groblersdal, you've got Beckersfort, where there is a huge mining opportunity in that particular area. So that's what we're looking at, but mainly just to create economic development in rural areas.
And is this something, Tom, that perhaps alongside with the Department of Higher Education and the respective other departments that fall within the WNR CETA, is this a program that perhaps can be extended beyond Limpopo and get into other regions, other rural and, peri-urban regions?
Yes, we before that on a Monday, Not on a Monday, I'm sorry, on a Tuesday, we were launching another center in Ritz, in Free State, for a community college. Again, we are investing about $100 million. Again, it's a center similar to the one at Sikukuni. We've got another one that we are going to start building soon in the Eastern Cape, in the Ntabankulu area at Ingwe Tivet College. Mm. We've just approved another one, again, that has not started, that is going to be in KZN. So we're looking at different areas. Obviously, we can't be everywhere because you know that funding is not enough. Mm. Yes. But as a CETA general, we are, for the past 4 years, they've invested over 750 million rands in various areas, including Western Cape, including Limpopo, including and other community colleges. In some are not as big as the one that I've indicated to you.
Yeah. Let's quickly touch on also exploiting these resources, because young people are obviously always looking for opportunity, whether it's for skills development or opportunity to better position themselves within the workforce. And in terms of exploiting the resources in these centers, how does that work for them?
Obviously, they'll have to approach those TVET colleges and community colleges next to their own areas where they are. But if they want more information, they can also contact our go to our website, which is www.wrceta.org.za. So we post out all that information there. We are soon we will be launching a career guidance platform as a CETA, where all these opportunities that we are talking about will be upscaling them and sharing them with a lot of young people, and we want them to interact with this platform that we are putting in place.
Yeah. Tom, we appreciate the time with you. That was Tom Kwanazi, the Chief Executive Officer of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, and that is the WNR CETA. So if you are within that Groblersdal community in Limpopo, that center there is available for you at the Sekukune Tivet College. And of course, as you heard, with a few more centers rolling out within the coming year, and of course their platforms, their digital platforms, will have all the necessary information for you if you want to keep track of a center that might be opening in your community, you know, as the year unfolds. That's actually how we wrap up the show today from our end. It's always a blast being in